following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser on a PC, Mac, or smartphone. With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources from anywhere. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hey, radio listener, were you ever enjoying some Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup and suddenly wonder how equally delicious it would be if all that tender chicken turned into lean chunks of beef? Who hasn't? Well, now there's Campbell's Chunky Hearty Beef Noodle Soup with 100% lean meat and a full serving of veggies. It's exceptional. And now you can wonder about different things. Like, why would I ever eat greasy, fatty food when there's Campbell's Chunky Soup? It's amazing what soup can do.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I'm not much of a help. I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're on the road today at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and glad to have you along with us on today's program. Stop by and see us as we are going to be telling you about all the great specials heading into the end of the month here in November over the next couple of days on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as we always do, mix in some sports and some entertainment. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. And Daddy, today, a little entertainment. We're giving away the Ron White tickets, so why not talk to the man himself?
Yeah, front row tickets. They're not just tickets. You're not going to see him with binoculars. You're going to be in the front row. Yeah, there's going to be scotch spilled on you. There's going to be ashes on you from those cigars. It should be an exciting night at the Vero Event Center Friday night.
So that's going on tomorrow night, and we will talk to Ron right around 12 noon is our time to catch up with Ron, and then we'll give away those tickets. So what that means is you still have an hour to get, of course, registered for those tickets. So the way you register, you send us an email to the Doug and Daddy Show, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Daddy@espnsuperstation.com. Put stupid in the subject line, and then tell us something stupid in sports that you would like to have fixed. And then if it makes in the finals, and we've got, I don't know, quite a few in the finals already, we will put it in there, and we're going to draw out a winner for those front row tickets coming up in our second hour of the Doug and Daddy Show today.
I cannot believe you've made it this far. You made that many announcements with not the big news overnight. And I know you're waiting to tell the folks about your favorite ex-Royal, John Buck. You don't know about the new news about John Buck. He inked a 3-year deal with the Florida Marlins, $18 million heading your boy's way.
Hey, 10% of $18
million. Be 1.8, doing the quick math.
Divided by 5 times 0 would be what?
0.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
So, $1.5 million signing bonus, and good for him.
Heading to Florida, huh?
Florida Marlins.
Switching over to the National League, seeing if he can get something going there. Well, good news for John Buck. Coming up on the program today, we will not only talk with Ron White, who's going to be at the Vero Event Center tomorrow. We're also going to catch up with Homer Jacobs of the 12th Man magazine, get his views on Texas A&M as the Aggies and Huskers get ready to do battle coming up on Saturday night. Plus, we will have Joe DeMail, fantasyplayersedge.com. So as always, shoot us your emails, and we will ask Joe your fantasy football questions. Love to hear from you Plenty of fantasy football questions. And all you got to do is email us to the Dent Popper inbox. And, of course, we will pass those along to Joe and get your questions answered today on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's at about 11:45 this morning. So send your emails in now. And, again, we're broadcasting live from Midway today, and looking forward to talking with Andy and a whole bunch of the gang here as we get ready for a big sales event that's going on. And it's a great time to do
it's always a big sales event here.
Well, you talk about the harvest should be done. I think most everybody is done with harvest, and the snow's not flying yet. It's a good time to come out and maybe get that truck for next season, maybe get that car for the wife that's going to get her through the winter, maybe get your vehicle taken care of here at Midway. So glad to be along here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and glad to have you with us here on ESPN Radio. There is pro football tonight. And, Daddy, you know, everybody's been kind of bashing the game. It's the Miami Dolphins, the Chicago Bears, two-story programs. You'd think the way they're talking about it, both teams are 2-7, but the Dolphins are 5-4, and they're struggling through some quarterback injury issues. The Bears are tied for the NFC North lead with the Packers at 6-3, and even though they're winning ugly, it seemed like this morning both these teams were 2-7.
Well, yeah, you know, and Tyler Thigpen comes in, and all of a sudden, when you follow the NFL and you follow quarterbacks, he's one of those people that come from off the radar as a third-string quarterback, comes in, makes some noise, and I think he's ready to go tonight. Of course, Pennington and Henny go down last week, so I think he's the only one they had left that could have suited up, but comes in and leads them down, scores touchdowns, and to beat the Tennessee Titans, that's a pretty good football team. I think if anybody said Tennessee Titans, you're thinking, you know, there's a playoff team going to be in there making some noise. I think down the stretch here, you know, they've taken care of. They took Pittsburgh to the brink when Pittsburgh was playing well and had some more people healthy. They came down and Pittsburgh beat them by 2 points, like 22-20, something like that. They played some pretty good football at times this year. And, you know, the Bears finally get a big win over the Vikings, last week. And then Cutler finally looks good, and Cutler gives all the credit to the special teams, the defense. But he's kind of maybe found a little bit of a rhythm, and as aloof and as just distant as he was in the interview after the game, which was one of the stranger things in sports of all last weekend, if you'd have saw him. That's really a whole different story. But, yeah, this could be a really good football team. And you put Devin Hester on the field, who knows when the fireworks will go off.
You know, Daddy, they always find a way to put you in the right spot no matter where we are, whether it's a sports bar, whether it's Big 12 football, whether it's here at Midway. They put you right along the windows here so you can see all the pretty ladies, starting with Sally McCann right there, Heather's right there. Then there's a guy down there. I don't know. What's he doing? What's he doing?
These
three are working right here. And then you got the guys down there. Yip, 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 yip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about, gosh, how are we going to make gold with all these gals selling these cars over here? I'd buy one from these gals, too.
Yeah,
Sally brought brownies, by the way, so I'm looking for an early first break so I can get some brownies here.
They're not talking about the college football lineup, the guys are. They're not, the goals are not being talked about.
What about
right
that
now.
College football last night? Do you watch that stuff on Tuesday and Wednesday? I mean, Tuesday, Frank Solich in Ohio was playing, so, yeah, and when Turner Gill was at Buffalo, yeah. But are you really turning into Miami of Ohio and Akron on a Wednesday night that kicked off at 5?
I do not. I don't get interested in that. And I guess it's a lone game in town that's on. You know, you just really don't think of it. Thursday night starts the weekend of football for me. And that's just the way it's always been. And they've tried to generate some interest for these other conferences. The MAC's been one of them big to step up in the last few years and make some notoriety and get some attention on their own. But I don't know how many people really pay attention to that. I guess it's something for the bettors if you're in Vegas. You know, maybe Vegas adds part of the excitement to that, too. But that's the only game in town.
Well, in college football this time of year, I guess you see a lot of teams. This used to be an off week for Nebraska. That's one of the reasons that they played Friday instead of Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then a couple of years ago when they redid the conferences, Nebraska didn't have that bye week. It comes at the beginning of the year. That's why the last few years we played Missouri, or this year Kansas State, on a Thursday night. Well, some of the teams that didn't play last Saturday are going to be playing this Thursday. UCLA and Washington are going on tonight. Washington favored in that game at home, and Air Force is playing at UNLV tonight. And Boise State, they have sold out. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but they play, I believe they say, three straight Friday night games. They played last week, Thursday this week. They're playing on a Friday. is Boise helping themselves by being the only game on television, even if it's a traditional high school Friday night?
Well, I don't think, you know, coaches pull factors into this deal pretty heavily, and obviously on a Friday night, I don't think those coaches are kicking back with their legs up watching the only game in town. I think their focus is elsewhere for a Saturday game, so I can't think that helps them. Well, maybe the general public, maybe you get more people jumping on that Bronco bandwagon. The Friday nights just seem to have so much other stuff going on as far as, you know, whether you're going to high school activities or whatnot throughout the year. So I don't really think that factors in. I do think, you know, though, Doug, these games that come up on Thursday, we're 10 games in, 9, 10, 11 games in, depending on how many you played. We all agree that Washington is not a real good football team at this point. I think it's safe to say.
We've quit getting the Jake Locker postcard.
For Heisman, yes. Those have quit coming for some reason.
Did get something in the mail today that you might be interested in. Just thought you might be interested in it. We can talk about that later if you want, but did get something in the mail. But today...
Was it addressed to you?
Yes, it was. I thought I was getting an Academy Award or an Oscar or, you know, a Grammy or something, but no. No, much bigger.
Much bigger.
Much bigger. Today is the one-week anniversary of your conquest. And Merritt, for the folks that didn't hear it or want to hear it again, it's not only on our podcast, but Merritt has thrown it up on YouTube. I think if you... search Doug and Daddy Volleyball, you will find the Merritt compilation of what we did last week. And Daddy's 50 consecutive serves. I'm not going to lie to you. It happened again last night. Different places I go, different people that we either know on a daily basis or a first-name basis or just as a casual acquaintance, tons of people wanted to know if you had accomplished it. A lot of people said, I can't believe it. Some say, hey, did he do it? How did he do? Was it close? Again, you got all 50 serves in, and again, it was underhanded, but that was the bet. We said you couldn't do that anyway. Get 50 consecutive volleyballs in play, and they said, man, was it clean? I said, you only missed like three. You didn't miss three that were close. One clipped the top of the net, two might have been on the sideline, and you did that. So for the folks out there, you can catch the podcast from last Thursday's show, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. All you got to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can YouTube it now. Doug and Daddy on YouTube.
That's when you go big time.
Big time?
No.
Well, you are big time, bro.
We'll have to start tweeting before that.
Also, Gateway is going on to finish it up today. You got a chance to go out. I heard it was very well attended last night. And, of course, if you're out for Gateway, a perfect time to stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. See us here. We're here till 1 o'clock. Talk to Andy and the entire gang about the great deals that are going on, the Doug and Daddy special. They're going to take care of your vehicles. They're taking care of our vehicles. I don't know why they're putting my vehicle in a crusher, kind of like they did at Clark W. Griswold. But, hey, you know, whatever fixes the thing, that's what we're here for. And we're here until 1 o'clock today. Homer Jacobs from 12th Man Magazine is going to discuss Texas A&M football with us in a little bit. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a question for Joe, email it to us here to the Doug and Daddy Show. And also, at the top of the hour, we're going to be drawing out the tickets for the Ron White concert. Front row, pair of tickets. Plus, we're going to be giving you a chance to hear from Ron. He's going to join us in the second hour of the program today.
Doug, I want to say something about Gateway last night. What a facility. You know, it's amazing what $11.5 or $12 million can build you. Credit FEMA. Boy, thanks for coming through for Buffalo County.
All comes down to management, Daddy. Comes down to management. That's all there is to it.
Dave Roseberry
may take a while, but there you go.
And that is a wonderful, wonderful facility. And it's going to be, you know what, it's just great. I'm waiting for a tornado to tear my house apart now. I really am. I think that'll only be fair.
Well, you've seen a couple natural disasters in that house already.
Yeah.
You've had the flood of the tornado inside. Now you're just waiting for the tornado outside. That's great. You can still contact us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Homer Jacobs is going to join us, and we will take a break here from Midway and be back after this.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
This holiday season, I will not make my yard outshine the Northern Lights.
I will simply get my house ready.
I will go to Ace.
Then I will dominate my fantasy football league.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Get the house ready for holiday guests with our 4-foot pre-lit Christmas trees. They're just $19.99 each at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores through November 30th. See store for details.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Notre Dame football from ISP Sports.
What a throw by Clark.
Notre Dame rushes his head down. He's in.
One of the great pass plays you'll ever see for a touchdown by Notre Dame.
He's inside the 20, inside the 10. He's in for a touchdown as the Irish hit quickly.
Hi, this is Don Crickey, voice of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, reminding you to catch Notre Dame football
Saturday night from historic Yankee Stadium, the Irish and Army at 6 o'clock on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Here's a look at our forecast throughout our Thursday, calling for that mostly sunny sky. We'll have south winds at around that 10 to 20 mile per hour range. We'll have our high near 48 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, overnight low near 28 degrees. Currently 36.
Superstation, glad to have you along with us. And don't forget, it's Thursday. That means they're open late at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. It is that time, Tony, where we start talking about Christmas. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with start talking about Christmas.
Well, all these sweatshirts, all the, you know what? They've got great Indomitian Sioux jerseys waiting for you. They've got the college and NFL hoodies 25% off. They've got all the basketball shoes, all the wrestling shoes you could ever imagine.
And it's right there at Misco Sports with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and more. They're open late on Thursday. And once we get after Thanksgiving, their special Christmas hours are there as well. Misco Sports will get you better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports, see Steve and the gang on the breaks downtown Kearney. They're open right now for all that is for you.
Okay, we'll go back to the football tonight with Washington playing UCLA. We've agreed that Washington is not a good football team. And we not only saw that when Nebraska went out there and absolutely ran over, but just the whole year, they have not been good. They have not played up to what Steve Sarkisian had in mind when they started this year. They are so bad. They're favored over UCLA. The game is at UCLA, right? No, it's at Washington.
Okay. So now your whole that just threw you off, didn't it?
Well, that really doesn't matter because you get 4 points. So basically, they're even. So you got two bad football teams butting heads against one another. Should both these coaches just be fired and move on at the end of the year?
I don't know why. Washington had nothing. This is Steve Sarkisian's second year. Rick Neuheisel, same story there, brand new coach.
How do you go to Tennessee and beat a Tennessee Volunteer team?
They weren't good either.
On the road, I'm just saying, these teams are so – the peaks and valleys in college football, I know anybody can beat anybody on any – you know. By the way, Virginia Tech's ranked 14th in the land. They lost to UMass or some Division I AA school. They're 14th now. They've climbed all the way up. Remember starting the season? They get beat by Appalachian State and
what they got beat by James Madison.
Yeah, them too. They get beat by James Madison. They get beat by Boise, and everybody thought the Boise game was exciting. They get beat by them. They've climbed all the way back to 14th in the nation. I mean, there's some football teams that look like, you know, that have made steady improvements, like Virginia Tech, but certainly not like Washington and UCLA. Will anybody tune in and watch that game tonight?
No, because there's an NFL game on. The only people that are going to watch that game are the folks that are rooting for that school, are interested in that school. Those are the only ones that are going to be rooting for that at all, or watching that at all.
Yeah, and I just think it's a throwaway game because I think it used to be you were kind of singled out on that Thursday night to get a national audience. It's not like that anymore. And then you throw the MAC games in on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. You know, you're really not the game of the week that everybody wants to focus in on. It used to be that was the lead-in for College Game Day to start their week and then send those guys into that broadcast where you were the lone, you were the one man standing there on national TV. It's not like that. The exposure is not there anymore for any of these programs.
Well, you know when you don't like to be the one man standing there? When you're on the side of the road and your car has broke down. And that doesn't happen when you shop here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. And Kurt Johnson, the service manager, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we are live on location today. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, thanks for having us out. A beautiful day to get some things done here before we get into the Thanksgiving and a month away from the Christmas holiday and all that traveling that's going on out there. You just as well have your vehicles ready to go. And I know you guys got some specials going on. One of them is the Doug and Daddy special. I know we're special, but this is even more special than that. Tell us about that.
Well, we've got the Doug and Daddy special going on all month this month. All you have to do is call in, make an appointment, and for $19.95 this month only, we're going to do an oil change up to 6 quarts of regular standard oil, and we're going to do a 23-point inspection on your vehicle, get it winterized for you, top off all the fluids, and make sure everything's good for you so when you go out on those holidays or those cold mornings, everything's going to work fine for you.
For people that don't understand, when this winter, we've had such a great fall. Let's not worry about checking that antifreeze. That's one of the things you guys do, but it's going to cool off. You're going to need to do that sometime before the cold weather hits.
Oh, sure, yeah. If you'd like, we'll stop in anytime. We'll check your cooling system, make sure it does meet the requirements for this cold weather, because with the cold weather coming on, you want to have at least a 50-50 mix of antifreeze and water in there so it doesn't give you any problems. So, yeah, stop in anytime. We'd be happy to do that for you.
Service manager here at Midway is Kurt Johnson. He's joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, that's not all that's going on, Kurt. A lot of things that you guys can tell the folks about.
Yeah, there's quite a few things going on. Right now, I guess I want to throw something out to you. Anybody that calls in right now, we'll take the first caller. We'll do that Doug and Daddy special for $12.95. Take the first caller, call back to our service department, and we'll have Heather.
Not for you, Doug.
Hold on. I got a call. Just a second. Merritt, the first person that gets through at 888-455-ESPN, get their name, and they've got the Doug and Daddy special for just $12.99 here at Midway. So call now, 888-455-3776. Merritt will get your information down, and we'll get it to Kurt and the gang here at Midway for just $12.95. Did you search through your recliner this morning? What did you find, $11.42?
Yeah, I was just about a buck and a half short of that, so I'll come up with that.
I'll spot you.
Okay.
I'll spot you the buck and a half.
Basically, it's comp then. They're comping the oil change.
It's like most of your life. Everything's comp, buddy.
That's right.
Kurt, is pretty simple, too. I mean, we don't have to plan for a month away here. You're going to take care of them in a very timely fashion.
Yes. You call in. Walk-ins are welcome. Just stop on in, and we'll sure get you taken care of as quickly as we can.
Kurt, I'm talking about the lounge back here. You've got everything anybody could need. You got free Wi-Fi. You bring your computer right here. Everything's good to go. You just hang out for a half hour, 40 minutes, and you have a car ready.
Yeah, it's a very comfortable lounge. You stop in, have a cup of coffee. Like I said, let us take care of you. Bring in your computer. Just do anything you want in there, and it's real relaxable and comfortable in there.
You can take back with a cappuccino, some free Wi-Fi, feel comfortable. It's beautiful in here. They've got the sun shining through the windows today to make you feel extra comfortable. And, Kurt, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for having us here, and we'll get the folks in with the Doug and Daddy special.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. The service manager here at Midway is Kurt Johnson, and he's joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to more of the gang here as I progress on through this program today, the Doug and Daddy Show. We're here until 1 o'clock coming up again. Ron White, get your emails in now. You can't fix stupid with something stupid you want to fix in sports. We've got a whole host of finalists. You can still get in by emailing us to douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We're drawn out after the Ron White interview for a pair of front row tickets to tomorrow night's concert at the Viero Event Center.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think a lot of people headed there. Hopefully the show's still got a few tickets left. Check them out if you're not one of the winners of our free tickets. But we're looking forward to Ron White coming to Kearney and some of the great entertainment going on all across the Tri-Cities. This one of the events that's going on.
Well, so much going on, and we're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Homer Jacobs from 12th Man Magazine to talk a little bit of Nebraska and Texas A&M football. Also, that's not all that's going on, Tony. We've got basketball going on. The Husker basketball team tips off here at about 12:30 in Puerto Rico. They take on Vanderbilt, and it's not going to happen, but there is a way. There is a possibility North Carolina is in this tournament. Nebraska is going to play either West Virginia or Davidson tomorrow, and then North Carolina, Minnesota are the top two dogs on the other side of the bracket. So Nebraska is going to get three games over the next 4 days down in Puerto Rico. And what's up with the women? 99 points last night.
Yeah.
99-85. I guess if you
kind
want to
see... Kind of a blowout, really.
Well, if you want to see some exciting basketball, go watch the women.
Yeah, getting up and down the floor a little bit. And I think that's fun to start off the year like that. You know, Nebraska basketball fans going back all the way to Mr. Collier, you know, get so used to seeing 48-44 scores. Yeah, the women getting up and down, doing it with some new people. A lot of those seniors have moved on, and we talked to Connie Yori last week about getting off to a good start. And this is one of the marquee games which people had the chance to see.
Dominique Kelly had 25 points last night for the Huskers, and then 22 for Jordan Hooper, playing just her second game. She's the freshman of the week in the conference. Also, Lindsay Moore had 22 last night. So Nebraska has now scored over 95 points in their first two games. They're home Saturday afternoon at 2:05 against another solid team in St. Mary's of California. Kind of some paybacks from all those road games that Nebraska had last year when they got off to such an outstanding start.
Yeah, you know, I think that maybe they had the team last year that could withstand the road, and Connie was excited about that because she knew they were going to be awfully talented. Well, this year they're doing it with a different group, a younger group. And anytime you get a freshman playing their second game, like you mentioned, already scoring 20 points or more a game, three players over 20 points. You mentioned Kelly. You knew she was going to have to step up for this team. But Lindsay Moore, along with the 9 assists she had last night, that's impressive. And it looks like they're well on their way to making it back to another NCAA tournament.
Well, we're out here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Stop by and see us. Take advantage of the Doug and Daddy special, $19.95, except for the folks that just called in and got it for $12.95. And we're going to be talking a lot about Midway's great deals over the next couple of days. But as we've been trying to tell you, their service center is second to none with factory-trained technicians. And it means you get your car worked on by people that are trained by the same people that built your vehicle. So they build it. They know it from front to back, top to bottom. That's huge. They're going to be able to work on your vehicle, not make mistakes, and get you out there and get you on the road. And you can feel comfortable, good peace of mind that your vehicle, your car, your truck, your RV, whatever it may be, has been taken care of here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back with more, including Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man Magazine, right after this.
For the past year, men all over the country have been seeing results with the Charger Pack. That's why Complete Nutrition is excited to announce that during the entire month of November, the Charger Pack is 25% off. Formulated for men over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a leaner, meaner core, a naturally increased sex drive, and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. So if you're a man over 30 looking to build lean muscle and replenish your energy levels, there's never been a better time to try the Charger Pack. This offer is only available for the month of November, so get to Complete Nutrition and get your 25% off Charger Pack today.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple,
having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's a look at our forecast. Throughout our Thursday, calling for that mostly sunny sky. We'll have south winds at around that 10 to 20 mile per hour range. We'll have our high near 48 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, overnight low near 28 degrees. Currently 36.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us live from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Tony, thinkmidway.com. That is the email address, or that is the web address that you need to know to find out so much more. Let's face it, you go out, you're going to buy, you're going to invest thousands of dollars in a new vehicle. You want to know. You don't want to get a job. You don't watch those movies from the 50s and 60s where there's shysters everywhere. Hey, buddy, how's it going? Yeah, you good, Matt? Give me your money. That's not the way it is here at Midway. And you can get a little more comfortable by going online and having a good idea of what you want before you even hit the lot.
Well, that's the exciting part. There's so many different things to choose from. Anytime you're introducing big companies, they've got it all. And if they don't have it all, they go right up the street and find what you need. That's the exciting part about it.
Well, former star of one of those 60s television shows, Andy Griffith, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, Andy's the sales manager here at Midway in both locations, and we've had a chance to work with Andy here recently and having a good time doing it. Andy, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys coming out here and go ahead and putting on a good show. So that's the name of the game.
He's a little heartbroken. He's an Aurora boy.
Ah, yes. That was a rough weekend last week, and 15-12 loss at Creed. Star quarterback slash kicker punters injured, and go ahead and run a bubble screen out on the last play of the game, and got a guy running down the middle of the field wide open and overthrown by a yard and a half. But it's like I told somebody, I said, that's why you play the game. You know what? Nobody really thought they had a chance after you lose your star quarterback the last couple of years, All-State kid Tyson Brockmeyer, and you know what? And it's just somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. That's the bad part about the game. But you know what? It's nice when you're on the right side of it.
Well, I think the Brockmeyer parents probably need to have some more kids. I think that would be obvious for the community of Aurora. That would help.
Well, actually, Aurora has gone ahead and invested some money. We're actually the first community to do a joint venture in cloning. What we're actually going to have is we actually have a couple more. In numerous cornfields around the county, we actually have cloning labs being built as we speak. So
that's great.
So that's where Brandon Cool has been for a couple of weeks. I'll tell you what. Andy, I'll tell you, you know, you look around out here, it looks like you've cloned some of your vehicles. You got so many great ones out here, but then you've also got such a great variety. It's coming towards that time of the year. We talked about it earlier. Most of the corn is out of the field. Gateway's going on. Hopefully a little time here for everybody to get done what they want to get done.
I'll tell you what, it's been fantastic. Over the last, I'd say, 60 days to 75 days, we've actually increased our new car sales probably 300% down here at this facility. We have been selling Dodge Ram trucks to minivans to everything in the world underneath the sun. But a lot of that's a credit to the manufacturer for Dodge, Jeep, and Chrysler. They've really stepped up to the plate. And at the end of the day, a lot of the product that you're going to find at this store is going to be similar to other places. And the reason, you know, you guys spoke to Kurt was we can go ahead and separate ourselves from the competition by going ahead and giving great service, great facilities, great reputation. We've been doing business in Nebraska for over 90 years inside of the company, inside of the family. So Ryan and Carrie Hamilton have laid a great foundation, and all we have to do is just keep doing the right things. And we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just sharpening the edges a little bit.
Andy, when you look at the products around it, everything's got choices for you, the consumer. I'm looking right here at this 2010 Dodge Journey. It was $30,130. Now, you can select a couple of different ways to go with different interest packages. With if you can't write the check for it today, there's several different options for the consumer.
You're absolutely right. That's one of the nice parts about being a full-service dealership. We actually have access to 13 different lenders. What that does for you, the customer, is it gives us bargaining room, negotiation with the banks, and we can say, hey, I need to put you guys on the money. I need to make sure I'm getting the best rates for my customers out there. Now, if you come out to the lot, we have our Better Than Black Friday sale going on. What that is you can actually go ahead and look right inside the front windshield of all these new vehicles, and you're going to have an option A and an option B. Do you want to go ahead and take the incentivized rebates? Maybe let's say if there's $3,000 in rebates, or you can give that up and maybe get only $1,000, we get 1.9% financing. So if you want to stroke a check, more power to you. I wish I could. But if you also want to do the conventional way and go ahead and finance the vehicle and take a low interest rate, we got you hooked up too. So we want to make sure that we have all of your options right out there in the open so you can make an educated decision.
Andy Griffith joining us here, the sales manager at Midway. We're going to be here the next couple of days in a beautiful, it's not even a new location anymore, it's just an updated location at the South Midway today is kind of how we refer to it. And it's just, I got to ask you, who comes up with the Doug and Daddy special?
The Doug and Daddy special, well, that goes back to the cloning comment. Actually, we have some mad scientists sitting at that. It was so funny because that's a great way. No joke, guys, if you're out there listening and you're saying, yeah, you know what, I hear this stuff on the radio all the time, this is a gimmick, this isn't. What we did is we looked at the cost, and then what we did is we went backwards. You know, we're not, I mean, I'm telling you right now, at a $12.95 oil change, if anybody out there thinks we're making money, come on in, and I'll show you the cost sheet on that. So this is our gift to you guys. It's the Thanksgiving time. You know what, you're out, you're driving around, you say, gosh dang it, I got 2,992 miles on my van. I'll tell you what, get it down here. Let's go ahead and get you in for that $12.95 Doug and Daddy oil change special. It's funny, you know how good of a deal it is? When they announced it, I looked around the whole showroom floor. Every sales rep was on their phone trying to call in right now.
Well, Andy, thanks.
I'm not even saying the $29.92. I think a lot of people are looking at that little sticker everybody's got up there and going, uh-oh, $4,600. That was supposed to be done. You know, we all forget. And you're driving around going,
darn
damn
kids.
Damn.
Yeah. Where'd the wife take the car? Yeah, that's what you're, yeah, sure, good job.
Our kid's only seven.
I haven't been driving this. Really? Really? Andy, we'll talk to you again before we get out of here. Looking forward to the next couple of days here. Thanks so much for having us out.
Excellent. Thank you guys for coming down. Appreciate it.
Sales manager here at Midway, Andy Griffith. Yes, not the original. But he is the original Midway, Andy, and we're glad to have him with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Daddy, getting close to having a little lunch.
Well, Godfather's Pizza's always waiting for you for lunch.
I've heard with all your volleyball practice, you have started to neglect your crane game practice.
You know what? I am out of practice. I need to get up there, and as long as that blue bear gets his leg out from under that yellow tiger, I'm going to be fine because I'm getting that blue bear. They've got the crane game at Godfather's Pizza, located West 42nd Street. It's just, when you find Complete Nutrition, it's in that Archway Plaza, just directly to the west of that. It's Wise Guy Wednesday. Dollar off a medium or large calzone. That was yesterday. Thirsty Thursday's today. A free medium drink with your buffet. I think the buffet is $6.50. The drink's going with it. They've got a full buffet, room for over 140 people. It's waiting for you. The salad bar's included. All the pizza, all the calzones. I like hummel pie. You like the taco pizza. We can go on and on with a great variety of pizzas they've got at Godfather's Pizza.
So yummy.
It's wonderful. Plus, they've got ESPN on all the TVs up there, and the crane game's waiting for you. It just doesn't get any better than that. Stop up Godfather's Pizza. 234-9444 is the number to call for dine-in or carry-out or delivery. Call them today, 308-234-9444.
Getting closer to Nebraska, Texas A&M, and has happened a couple of times already this season, Daddy. Husker fan gets nervous. There's been a couple games out there, and it seems to be the two games that Nebraska was really nervous about weren't all that close. But I don't know about this one. Even the national pundits kind of think Texas A&M could give Nebraska all they want. I think a lot has to do with how healthy both teams are. And, of course, the quarterback position. That's where health is for the Huskers, and there's a new guy in there for A&M.
Well, wait a minute. My preseason player of the year is in there, Gerard Johnson. He's playing well, and he's doing a lot of good things. Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man Magazine joins us right now. Homer, what happened to Gerard Johnson, first of all? And welcome to the show, first of all. But what happened to Gerard?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, you know, it's kind of it's a sad deal, really. You know, he came in as the preseason player of the year in the Big 12, and he's a great guy and a super leader for this team. And he just never looked right. And his shoulder, he had an off-season shoulder cleanup surgery, and you know, he finally admitted this past week that it wasn't 100%, and that's the first time we've heard it publicly that his shoulder was bothering him that much. And, you know, he was just pressing too much, trying to do too much, and it ultimately led to Coach Sherman having to bench him. And ever since, the Aggies have been on fire and look like a completely different team under Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
Well, we've seen it in the pros, and you've seen it in a couple of college games, but how can one guy make that much difference? We've seen it in Nebraska when Martinez isn't in there. This team has struggled so much offensively, but nobody expected A&M to struggle offensively. Give me some word here on Ryan Tannehill, who just lit up the world in that opening game, set the single-game passing record for the Aggies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been playing football 120 years here at A&M, and that was the record for yardage and passing yardage. So we always knew around here that watched Tannehill, he has an it factor about him. You know, the way he played receiver, he's one of the best receivers on the team. I'm sure he's a scratch golfer. You know, he's one of those guys, bowls 280. You know, he just does everything well. And so I knew when talking to players and just seeing Tannehill, when he finally did become the quarterback, that he was going to have, you know, that, like I said, that it factor, and that's proven to be true. And just technically speaking, he gets the ball out faster. He moves out of the pocket, throws on the run, things that Gerard Johnson was having problems with. And so, you know, the line can hold that block knowing that Tannehill's going to get the ball out quicker. And so those things have just kind of transformed this offense right now. And as the line's gotten better, you know, they have two true freshmen as tackles. That's all come together, and it's spelled four victories here in a row.
Let me guess, the pretty girls like him too.
Oh, he does have a nice looking girlfriend. So yeah,
yeah, match that. Another reason for Jared Crick to hit him right in the face the other Saturday night. Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man Magazine joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Homer, I go back to watching the entire Oklahoma game. At night, the night atmosphere at College Station was electric. Will it be simply just the same, and will they duplicate that for Nebraska?
It's actually going to be much more, I have a feeling. I mean, this place hasn't had a game like this, and probably I go back to the 2000 Oklahoma game when the Sooners were on the way to the national title. That's the feel around here, and it's been a long time coming. They're going to set a record attendance-wise, most likely. They're going to have over 30,000 students. There's going to be students on the field, like on where the track is. So it's going to have that claustrophobic feel. And just the way the team's playing, I just think it's going to be off the charts. And it'll be interesting to see how Taylor Martinez, he's a young guy, and how he handles it. I know he went to Washington, and that's a tough crowd. And K-State, they jumped on him early and kind of took that crowd out of the game. And then he went to OSU, and he handled that. But this one's going to be difficult, I think, at times for these guys.
Yeah, but their defense has sucked. Yours doesn't. I mean, that's every week, that's the one thing I look at. When people get worried or people talk about blowout, even when we lost to Texas, their defense was very, very good at the time. What is making the defense click, and especially on the run, the running game, one of the top five in the country, best in the conference?
Yeah, it's, you know, the golden hire has been Tim DeRuiter at defensive coordinator. He's done a masterful job. I think he's been unbelievable. This defense a year ago was awful, as we all know, and he's just, the way he's changed it, they just play so hard. And you know, the basically the personnel is the same as last year, but they just, the way their schemes are and the way they disguise things, it's just a much better scheme. And you know, against the run, they struggled against Robert Griffin last week for a half and then shut him down to minus 8 yards rushing in the second half. So if they get that type of performance, I think you'll have a really good ball game here.
Call him a linebacker, call him a monster back, call him a joker, call him what you want. Von Miller all over the field, though. He leads this defense. He is the wrecking crew.
He's been unbelievable. And the first half of the season, he had a high ankle sprain, and that really slowed him down. But he's playing like a guy possessed right now. And it's not just the sacks. You know, that he had 17 a year ago, but he just disrupts everything. You know, he's always in the backfield, and the quarterback gets tired of it. And he's just everywhere. And so that begins to wear on you. And that, I think, is his senior night. He's going to play a fantastic ball game.
All right, you're scaring us now. Homer Jacobs is with us.
Believe me, there's a lot of tepid feelings down here, or not tepid, but very high concerns about the Huskers as well. So
Homer Jacobs, 12th Man Magazine, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, if Taylor Martinez is healthy, I would assume that's the number one concern. What else have the coaches and the players been talking about?
Well, obviously the defense of Nebraska and that secondary is so aggressive. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill is still a young quarterback experience-wise, and he threw about five or six that could have been picked off against OU. So I think they're really concerned about that secondary of Nebraska. And, you know, if he throws some bad balls, those guys can take it to the house. And Tannehill's got to have a solid game and not force things, which he did against OU.
You know, entering the season, Mike Sherman really pretty much on the hot seat, and now he takes all the pressure off of him. That was a night-and-day situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was very tumultuous around College Station just a month ago, really. Shows you how fast things can change. But the quarterback switch has just reignited this place. And, you know, it's been a long time since A&M has won four games in a row like this against quality teams. So the people are definitely excited about Saturday's ball game.
Homer, how did Ryan Tannehill keep his composure and keep his mouth shut when he thought he should be the starter?
That's a great question. I'm stunned. In fact, I just wrote that this past week. I have no idea how he did it. And he was playing receiver last year. His first 2 years, he played a lot of receiver. And then this year, he was not playing much at all. He was the backup quarterback on the sidelines. And for him to just be a team player, it says a lot about him. And he was prepared for next year being the starter. But to suddenly be thrust in here, he's been smiling a lot, I've noticed, around campus. I mean, the guy's having a blast, and it's remarkable. But I will say this, and it's kind of cliche, you hear from coaches, but this A&M team has a lot of high-character guys. I think the locker room, you know, Sherman wanted a locker room that's tight and cohesive, and they've got that. And it's kind of paid off, really, because Gerard Johnson's deal could have been a divisive situation, and it really hasn't.
Just a minute left here with Homer Jacobs from the 12th Man Magazine. Of course, when you say 12th man, everybody knows Texas A&M. You can say there's 12 men. You can say bring the 12th man, but it's all about Texas A&M. Husker fans are coming down there. The last trip through the Big 12, we've kind of asked everybody, every school in the conference, how they're handling that. You touched on a little earlier because it's such a big game. Has there been any talk about the last meeting between the teams and how Husker fans will be received?
Well, you know, I think there has been a little bit of talk, and if you ask me and ask, I would say several of the schools around the league, the two, quote, classiest fan bases are A&M and Nebraska. I think they both approach the game the same way, that they enjoy cheering for their school. They're not throwing whiskey bottles at the other people, and it's just a very respectful situation. So when the two meet, I think it's one of the best, you know, north-south not a rivalry, but matchups, and I'll miss that. I'm sure several A&M people will miss that as well. But it's going to be a blast on Saturday. I hope a lot of Nebraska fans do make the trip. It's a tough ticket right now, I'll promise you that, though.
Homer, where's the cool hangouts? Where do you go if you're a Husker fan headed to College Station?
Well, Northgate is where all the student bars are, like the Dixie Chicken, and if you want a flavor of that scene, that's the place to go. So it'll be a zoo over there.
Before I let you get out of here, how tall is Cyrus Gray?
I'd say he's about 5'11".
Is he that tall? He's a shifty little rascal.
He is shifty, I promise you that. He's really been the catalyst, too, guys. I didn't mention him, but ever since Kristen Michael went down, he's really been a huge player for him.
And, Homer, you got the feeling A&M can pull this one out?
I definitely do. It's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a close game. But the planets early in the week are kind of aligning for A&M right now.
Well, at least that gives us all day Saturday for something to jumble up. Homer, it's been a pleasure catching up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds good, guys.
Homer Jacobs from 12th Man Magazine joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Shows. We're live at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Come out and join us. Ron White is going to be joining us here just after the noon hour after our sports update. Then we're going to be drawn out for a pair of front row tickets to tomorrow's concert. Concert. He's going to be at the Viero Event Center. And we're giving the Doug and Daddy special 1995 oil change and more here at Midway throughout the rest of the month. and Joe DeMeo is just a moment away. Before we get to Joe, I want to throw in a couple more of these can't fix stupids, Daddy. What do you think?
They keep rolling in?
Well, they keep rolling in. Says, crazy parents at sporting events, the ones who think that their kids are the next superstar and yell at them during or after the games. Then if they lose, it's always the coach's fault that they didn't play or that they lost, or they scream and yell at the officials. Go Big Red, throttle the Yankees. That comes from Troy. You've seen that, Tony, in your officiating days.
Oh, you know what? I had an instance last week doing a 3-on-3 basketball tournament with fifth grade parents screaming at me. Like, seriously?
This comes from Daniel. I like this one, Daniel. Long hair coming out from helmets. If I'm not mistaken, it's illegal to pull or grab the hair, correct? So that's why everyone's doing it. It makes less of an area for a defender to grab, to tackle or grab. Well, when they're going for the hair, you can't do that. So there shouldn't be anything hanging out from helmets except snot after a huge hit, as Eric Martin's hit on the Okie State player that was somehow defenseless, even though he was running right towards Niles Paul. Thanks, Daniel.
Good story. Appreciate that one. Put it in the box, Merritt.
That is in there as well. And let's go to one more, and then it sounds like we have got Joe standing by. Here is something. Some of ESPN's programming, scraping the barrel, for something at times. Rock, paper, scissors championships? Really? The bass fishing championships? Spelling bee? Thank goodness for DVR. I would hate to miss those events. What's next? World Series of Chess and Checkers? Oh, they have shown checkers for a while. Or dominoes. It wasn't checkers. They had dominoes on. Thumb wrestling? How about a steering contest? For all the good program they have, I would rather watch replays of their good games than any of that.
Very true again. Very true again. File that one away, Merritt.
Let us go to Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and we've got a ton rolling in here. Questions for Joe today on the Doug and Daddy Show to fix your team and get it ready for the playoffs. All the bye weeks are over. You hope to have your team ready, but there's some injuries out there and some guys you've got to fix. And, Joe, at this time of the year, if you're in the league with anybody that has any sense, there's not much left on the waiver wires. What do you do? Okay, I have D'Angelo Williams. He's put on the IR. Last week they thought, you know what, D'Angelo is going to be able to come back either this week or next, and all of a sudden they drop the bombshell on you. It's hard for anybody that's in a league right now to have two good running backs. There's definitely nothing out there. And the Washington played the Williams kid last week, and he gets gobbled up right away. What do you do if you're in that situation?
Well, it was always Mike Goodson. But you're right. There's not a heck of a lot out there that you can work with. This is why it's absolutely essential to carry depth on your bench. And I always recommend having at least four running backs during bye week and minimum of three running backs, after the bye weeks are over, and I still like to carry four if possible. You kind of got to make this a conscious determination in during the draft, actually, and then no later than weeks, one, two, or three, to make sure you have that depth on your bench, because these guys are going to get hurt. It's the nature of football.
Joe, Russ wants to know, Cutler or Fitzpatrick this week?
Cutler or Fitzpatrick this week? Jay Cutler's going against Miami tonight. Miami's been, somewhere in the middle of the road. Fitzpatrick finds himself against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's been stout. Go ahead and trust Jay Cutler tonight.
Let's stay with the emails here. Kyle Orton, Eli Manning, or Ben Roethlisberger, who's your choice this week?
Orton finds himself shuffling off to Kansas City after that huge game last week. Kansas City is kind of decent. Pittsburgh will play Oakland. Ben acknowledges he's got to play better. Eli goes against the Eagles. The Eagles are tough. The best matchup this week happens to be Ben against Oakland. Go ahead and play that matchup.
Jim wants to know, is Antonio Gates out this week, Joe?
He's 50-50, and it's a Monday night game. You really, really have to make a decision prior to that. If I had to pick today, I would probably start another tight end over Antonio. He's just 50-50, guys.
Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're broadcasting live today from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Stop by and join us. We've got a lot going on in our next hour of the program, and we go to the Dent Popper inbox for more. If you've got a question for Joe, email Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Diamond Dave wants to know, does a guy keep Felix Jones on his roster when his other running backs are Hightower, Adrian Peterson, and now Reggie Bush, who he just picked off as a free agent, which I wish I could have got done. And he also wants to know, is Mike Goodson a good play in the flex again this weekend?
All right, bunch of questions there. Let's see if we can handle them in order. Felix Jones should be retained over Tim Hightower, actually. Dallas had a resurgence last week under Jason Garrett. Jones had a kind of a renaissance himself. In the up-tempo Cowboys scheme of things, he has more upside than Tim Hightower does. As for Mike Goodson this week is going against the Ravens. It's hard to like him in that context, especially when Baltimore is going to just insist that Brian St. Pierre or Tony Pike beat them with the pass. Goodson's going to be a marked man this week. We don't like him in the flex. Go ahead and use Reggie in the flex or one of those guys, or even Felix Jones going against Detroit. Those guys are better in flex than Mike Goodson this week.
Joe Scott wants to know, as far as a flex position, Sims Walker or Ryan Matthews?
Ryan Matthews, I don't think he's going to make it this week. The problem, again, is it's a Monday night game. Ryan Matthews has not been practicing. See if he practices Saturday. If he doesn't practice Friday or Saturday, then it's made for you. It'll be my Sims Walker. If it looks like Matthews is practicing, then he would be a better play against Denver than Sims Walker this week going against Cleveland.
Chat with Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, as we do every Thursday throughout the sports season here on the Doug and Daddy Show. This one comes from Eric. He wants to know, Joe, with Steve Smith of the Giants out, should he go with Carson Palmer or stick with Eli Manning?
Well, I mean, the real thing is not so much the wide receiver, it's who those quarterbacks are going against. Mario Manningham filled in more than admirably for Steve Smith last week. And so we take a look at Manningham going against Philadelphia and Carson Palmer going against Buffalo. Okay. Buffalo has allowed 18 passing touchdowns and has two interceptions on the season. Philadelphia has allowed 16 and has taken away 16. The apparent good match this week is going to be Carson Palmer versus Buffalo.
Joe Tom says, I traded these players. He traded Arian Foster along with Randy Moss for Michael Turner and Michael Crabtree. Who got the better of that trade?
Sorry to say, I like the person who got Arian Foster and Randy Moss. I think Arian Foster is going to have a brilliant last five or six games of the season. Don't get me wrong, you're not going to die on the vine with Turner and Crabtree. I just think Moss is going to step up, and I think Arian Foster has been sensational all season long.
Should I sell you out? Should I sell you out, Daddy?
That was my trade. I got the better of the deal.
The stamp of approval from Joe. Mark in Minden says, Santana Moss or Patrick Creighton is my third wide receiver this week.
Santana Moss, probably. Creighton's going to be limited. Nene and Floyd are going to be back this week. That's going to relegate Creighton to something else other than a featured receiver. I don't love Moss going against Tennessee, but given those two choices, I guess it would be Santana Moss versus Tennessee. And I want to give a shout-out to, again, loyal Doug and Daddy listeners who come visit us every week on the Internet, Mark Means and, of course, J.D. Peck. And those two guys are terrific. And they're loyal Doug and Daddy listeners like all your listeners are.
Joe, I'm coming back at you. Favre or Ryan? Matt Ryan from Atlanta or Brett Favre? And what do you do with Sidney Rice?
Well, Sidney Rice, he's been just a tough thing. Even if he plays this week, let's face it, I think he's going to be limited to 20, 25, 30 plays the most. Favre, let's take a look at the matchups, Daddy, in a little more detail. Favre going against Green Bay. Green Bay's pass defense has been, fared good, actually. They've only allowed nine touchdowns in 9 weeks, so about one a game. Matty Ice takes his game this week to St. Louis. The Rams have been better than people thought, but they're still averaging over 7 yards a pass attempt. We say go with Matty Ice this week over Brett Favre.
This could be the first time where we don't get to absolutely every single question, which is great. Joe is so patient with his time, and we've got time for just a couple more, so let's get to it. Michael Vick or Aaron Rodgers, they want to know, is Michael's Monday performance a fluke one-night deal, or is it Michael Vick or Aaron Rodgers this week?
Well, you know, six touchdowns, 80 yards rushing, 300 yards passing, and six touchdowns is not going to be replicated every week. I mean, it's just, you know, a ridiculous total. However, with that said, Aaron Rodgers this week faces Minnesota in kind of a grudge game. Vic has the same situation with the Giants. Vic is too hot to sit. Rodgers, we like as the premier, one of the premier QBs, but you can't sit Vic this week. It's just not possible the way he's playing. Go ahead and use Vic over Rodgers this week, and that is a lukewarm or a tepid selection.
Joe, we're hanging out at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep today. If you were in Kearney, you'd buy a vehicle here, wouldn't you?
I would certainly come visit you guys, and I would love to shop the showroom. I think all the great local folks in Kearney today should get up, go over and see you guys, and have a look, see what they're offering at the store today.
Joe, always a great pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to try and piece together our fantasy teams, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet, guys. If you need anything, I'm on the internet all weekend. But take good care, and it's always a pleasure and a joy to talk to the great fans of Doug and Daddy.
Thanks, Joe. Joe DeMeo. FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and if you've got a question outside of Thursday, go to his website, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and he'll get right back to you. He does it all the time for friends across the country and here in central Nebraska, as you just heard. We are at Midway Chrysler Jeep, and Daddy, we've got the Doug and Daddy special going on today, and we have a lot more coming on, so we're going to take a break. Heather's going to join us. Look, I'm kind of fired up about talking to Heather. We're going to give away Ron White tickets. We're going to talk to Ron White, and we're going to do all that right after this break.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
12 teams.
Under center, drops back to throw.
Six divisions.
That was the wise thing.
One
pulled.
Champion from each will be crowned Monday, November 22nd and Tuesday, November 23rd. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Again, brings you every state high school football championship game live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And click on ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com.
Now, Tessie busted off one man at the 15, down to the 10.
Here's a look at our forecast throughout our Thursday, calling for that mostly sunny sky. We'll have south winds at around that 10 to 20 mile per hour range. We'll have our high near 48 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, overnight low near 28 degrees. Currently 36.
Yep, 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 yep. Boom, 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 gotta get yep.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on this glorious Thursday, Daddy.
Yeah, we just love being here. The people have been great to us, and we're looking forward to it. Heather Tagle joins us. She is a service advisor, so you can advise people on what services they need for your car, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
Joe just advised us on our fantasy football teams, and Heather's going to come in and advise us on what we need to do to get things fixed with our car, and mine just went in. What do we got going? You got a feeling on this already?
Well, I can tell you your service engine light's on.
Yes, it is.
I would strongly suggest that you get that checked out today.
Strongly suggest
we have
a new car.
Like, we're not sure if we're going to bring this back out to you. I don't know what's going on in there.
What we are going to do, Doug, is we are going to check all your fluids, check your belts, check your hoses, and make sure everything looks great and is in good sound condition for your safety and reliability.
Well, that's good, because it needs to be checked. Can we get into this time of the year when we're traveling all over the place, doing the games and going from place to place for the holidays? As we mentioned earlier, Daddy, you want to be safe, and your big hoss is going in there soon, too.
Well, the last thing you want is to be sitting on the side of the road, especially in the cold weather. And I think if you come here, the people are going to do their best if there's something they can spot out ahead of time to handle that problem.
Absolutely, and that's what, you know, our service department does. As a service advisor, we bring it in. We will be the ones to initially walk you around the vehicle. We'll check all your lights, show you your fluids, make sure there's no lights on inside the vehicle that would be a concern for you.
We talked with Kurt earlier about how the techs here know the ins and out of your car, because they're trained by the people that built the car. So you guys, I guess you would assume that that's the way it works all the time. That is not the way it works all the time. That takes a little extra, going the extra distance here at Midway.
It does. We have very good certified technicians. They do take time. They do to go to classes and training and do what is required of them to make sure that they are certified to work on those vehicles.
I think I've come up with the word preventive maintenance is what we're really doing here. We're looking out for you before the cold weather strikes. We want to be more like they are here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep than they are in the BCS, where they react after the fact, after the deal's all screwed up. Then we try and fix it in early January. See, it's too late then. We got to fix it now at the end of November.
Right. We've got a great special going on right now through the end of the week. I am here Thursday, Friday. We are open 8 to noon on Saturday. Through Saturday at 12 o'clock noon, if you call me before then, we will get you some new windshield wipers, and we will top off all your fluids for $19.95. You do need to give me a call, and we will get you in and get you taken care of.
What's the number they can buzz you at?
308-237-5904.
And, of course, you can always find out more at thinkmidway.com. Heather, we'll let you get back in there, because I know you guys are keeping busy, and that vehicle I drive might require a little extra attention.
We will be getting in contact with you shortly.
Heather, thanks so much for having us out.
Thank you very much.
We are here at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on this lovely Thursday. Don't forget to ask for the Doug and Daddy special as well, as they're going to take care of you through the remainder of the month. And we've got some more great folks here at Midway we're going to be talking to. Also, Ron White is going to be joining us. He's going to be in Kearney tomorrow. We are going to draw out at the end of that interview. We're going to draw a winner for our You Can't Fix Stupid for a pair of front row tickets to the Ron White concert. So if you've got one last chance here in the next couple of minutes, fire one off to us at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tony, we've been so busy. I know you get tired and you like to relax, and the gang at Bruce Furniture always takes care of us.
Well, it's a perfect opportunity. Their lowest price of the year. You can still hurry in and get an HD TV free. 15, 32, and even 42-inch televisions come with qualifying CERTA purchases. So at a time of the year when all the football and bowl games yet to come, you'll get that flat screen too. It all starts Friday, the 26th of November. The first 11 people in the Kearney store at 7 a.m. will get a free 7.2-inch portable TV, then cruise the store for all the plus TV offers. Free delivery, free setup, free disposal of your old mattress. Service just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Remember, that's Friday the 26th. The first 11 people in the Kearney store at 7 a.m. will get a free 7.2-inch portable TV.
Hello.
Free. Come.
There you go. That's the way they treat you here at Midway, and we're going to treat you to Ron White when we come back after this break.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.